the South Dakota Supreme Court has upheld the murder conviction of Maricela Diaz. She was 15 years old in 2009 when she and her boyfriend tortured, stabbed, and burned to death a 16-year-old girl near Mitchell. Diaz claims the sentencing judge did not thoroughly take into consideration her dependency on her abusive boyfriend and her young age when he sentenced her to 80 years in prison. But the state Supreme Court has ruled that the trial court judge took great care to consider Diaz's age and dependency, as well as her home life and her chances for rehabilitation. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Victoria Wicks reports.
Mitchell attorney Douglas Daly represented Maricela Diaz before the Supreme Court in October. He argued that the jury should have been instructed to consider Diaz's vulnerability when she left her family in Indiana and went to Mitchell with her boyfriend.
Given the specific facts of her age, the fact that she was relatively at the control of Alexander Salgado, she didn't have any place to go, she didn't have a job, she didn't have any money. She didn't have a driver's license. She had no family in the area. Could she reasonably have been determined to be able to extricate herself from this particular horrible situation?
Diaz contends Salgado initiated the murder and she was afraid not to go along with it. But Assistant Attorney General Paul Sweetland told justices that Diaz was not in fear of Salgado.
She would grab Mr. Salgado physically by the groin and say that she owned him, and she would do this frequently, even in front of Salgado's own mother, and to which Salgado would reply, yeah, you do. So this is not a girl who is cowed by Salgado. This is an independent operator who, if anybody owns anybody, she owns him.
In its opinion, the Supreme Court said the sentencing judge did consider Diaz's youth and immaturity, as well as her family and home environment, the brutality of the homicide, Diaz's participation in it, and her possibility of rehabilitation. And they noted that the judge gave credence to Diaz's claims of Salgado's abuse. Justices upheld the conviction and the 80-year prison sentence. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.